Well, good morning. It is Monday. It is an episode of Dualistic Unity Raw, and I'm not sure where we're going to start today's episode. I think that there's been a lot going on in terms of Dualistic Unity, but also on the social media side, as well as on the personal side. There's shit happening in my life, you know, as it were. And with all that in mind, there's a lot to talk about, and we've covered a little bit over the last few episodes. It's been nice to be back. By the way, hello listener, it's really nice to be back from California. We're fucking stoked to be here. The last couple of Patreon groups have been really self-reflective and a lot of fun, but they've also been, you know, a really good opportunity to just go through some things and reestablish, you know, some points that are sometimes forgotten about what the conversation is and why it's happening and all of that. And so I'm just really excited to kick this episode off is what I'm going to say. I'm going to pass it over to Andrew first, and then I've got some shit I might want to rant about later, but let's see where he takes it.
My microphone switched to my computer and I was like, we got to do this. So yeah, there's been a number of things that like had been hitting me in different ways, and just realizing that, you know, when like how much just like being honest about where you're at, what you're doing, what you're going through, what's happening in your life, like it's the easiest way to live. But if you don't want to look at some stuff, then you can make your life a sort of hell. And it's not like it's you're doing, but it happens in certain ways. Cause like thinking about yourself and thinking about yourself are always going to go hand in hand. Like if you're thinking about something that has to do with some thing that can be judged or measured, like that judgment and measurement is going to kind of go hand in hand with that. And so, yeah, there's been like shifting perspectives for sure, especially on like the family side of things, and just like seeing, I don't know, differing perspectives on like thinking about yourself. And again, like it all just comes back to your own stuff too, like taking that responsibility for your own experience in your own life, but it's also like fully doing that, you know, and recognizing where, you know, there were things that did have influence and impact, you know, on your development, more or less, and where that comes from. Because it does come from the same root all the time. Like people's personal desire to feel better, you know, like wanting to feel good about where, how they're living their life and how they're living it the right way. And if they have things that like are involved in that, then that's going to be, you know, the focus, like that's going to be the priority. So with things like family, even roles like, you know, parents and the parent-child relationship, like there's sort of this inherent role. And like, I wonder how often that can be felt like a trade, you know, like they sacrifice for you, so then you sacrifice for them, and it kind of like comes with this expectation, but there was no like initial choice in that. Also, like there was no initial like I did it for you sort of sense. And so this perceived obligation to be involved despite it like being hindrance to your own growth, like be involved in, you know, family, parents' lives heavily, you know, throughout towards the rest of their life. Like it isn't like it can be something that I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. Like, part of me is like, fuck, do I even like, do I have parents? Like, can I be what is and not have, you know, and have like parents? Like, technically, it's still their role. Yeah. I guess that's it. It's just the expectation, really. Like, the expectation for, because, like, at its base and core, it's, I mean, a big component of just like being, I don't know, being free, whatever. And like, I hate analyzing it too, like a component of being free. Like, this is fucking me being all technical back and listening to, again, it's never what I'm thinking that it is, but there's just, yeah, like I forget like 2 years ago how much we were talking all the time. And I've been kind of in this period the last couple months of just, yeah, not wanting to let go of Andrew, which isn't this whole like, oh, letting go of identity sort of thing. It's like letting go of thinking you have control over like what you want and what's best and the impact and selfishness, really, because it all kind of circles together. And it's like for me. And so there's been a number of things that I've just been, I don't know. I don't want to keep like fucking rambling around right now, but I'm going to stop.
That's why we're here. That's pretty much it. Oh man, there's so many ways that you can go with all of this. I really just try to, cause you can think yourself to death. And the thing is that thinking always offers you this promise that if you do it enough, things will make sense. But that's kind of, again, the con. You know, that's how thinking keeps you thinking, is to keep telling you that it's going somewhere. And at the end of the day, the focus isn't the thinking. You know, like you were saying, can I be what is and still have parents? Well, you are. Right? And it really comes down to, what do you mean by parents? And you can go down that road. Like, oh, well, do you mean biological parents? Do you mean like possession in terms of they're your parents and they have a role? And there's all these concepts and all of this other stuff. But the fact is that you are here now. You're here now. You're here now, and there's narratives and stories and all that shit to explain what you're doing and how you got here and why you're here and all that fun stuff. But none of that's really the point. The point is where you are. And so we talk about self-honesty, and what are we being self-honest about? Well, being self-honest about how much of our own conflict we're creating, right? And that's just by, honestly, just trying to solve a problem, and in doing so, making a problem. There's no problem. There's no problem. There's nothing to think about. That's the bitch. You know, all of a sudden we're like, yeah, there's nothing to think about. Fuck, I got to think about that to stay in that place. It's like, nope, that's the con. You are just hearing the sweet, sweet music of the devil you know. That is all. It's just, hey, if I can just problem solve, if I just look at this a little bit, if I can find the right thing to do, right? It's like, that's all the same con. That's all the same game. You're doing the same thing you've been doing. You're just doing it with a slightly different tinge. You've redecorated the prison walls. You know, that's really all it is. You know, and the alternative is to be honest about that and go, I'm doing it again. And to laugh and just to go, fuck. But that's the point. You see, all of this is, it's about being self-honest. That's component one. Okay. If we're going to talk about components, self-honesty is definitely one. Be self-honest, for sure. Tell yourself stuff that you don't want to hear, right? Things that you're avoiding. That's great. But don't judge it. See, we always think self-honesty is bringing it into the light and then judging it as good or bad. You belong here or you don't. That's not it. You know, it's just being honest that it's there. It's being honest that it's there. And then it's being honest that you have an issue with it. And it's being honest that you don't like it. It's not that it has a problem in itself. You don't like it. And then you try to get rid of it. And that right there is the trick, is to recognize that you have to be self-honest without judgment. Just accept it. And then you'll have an insight. But if you're self-honest with the purpose of fixing something, there is no insight there, just more thought.
Yeah, and then you can like just keep, you can just keep spinning around things or continue being self-honest. And, oh man, yeah. And cause like it's the alternative to continuing to be self-honest about things and continuing to do stuff is thinking about it. Like, otherwise you're in the flow. Like the fucking lies are ways of trying to have control. Like, oh,
but don't try and control your way out of that.
Yeah. Just stop. Yeah.
That's the point, right? That's why I laugh so much, is because it's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd at the end of the day, and it wants to be taken seriously because that's what feeds it. Yeah. Right? That's what feeds it. That's what, and I say that's what feeds it, like it's a thing. That's what feeds that part of me that I'm so fucking addicted to. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, like, self-honesty should bring you back to silence eventually. And I don't mean silence in the way that you're not talking, but silence in the way that you're not judging what you say if you are talking. Right? There's an internal silence that goes with it, because the whole trick to all of this is just to be you. It's just to be what you are. Right? The thinking is just a way of you trying to figure out what that is. To describe it, to measure its progress, to measure its value, to give it some trajectory, some thing to get to. That's all it is. That's all thinking does, is it focuses on this fictional you. And it's like, here's a story. Now we got to get it somewhere. We got to fix it. We got to make it better. We got to protect it. We got to do all that stuff. That's all thinking does. And without any of that, you are left here. You're left here. And if you're self-honest, you're like, fuck, I'm just here. So it's something I've said to you previously, you know, like you could be sitting in a room, just awash of all of these problems and thoughts until you realize you're just sitting in a fucking room. That's all that's actually happening right now. You're in a room, and all of the other stuff is assumption. All of the other stuff is just some need for control, some need for certainty. All of the other stuff is based on fiction. All of it. And it's not that you can't be informed by that, but it can fucking bury you if you take it too seriously. Because each thought you take seriously becomes like a physical weight on your life. And then the natural response to that weight is to try and lift it. And as soon as you do, you make it heavier because you validate it, you reinforce it. It is the Chinese finger puzzle I keep talking about. Like, the counterintuitive thing to do is the thing to do. And what is the counterintuitive response to thought? To let it go. To let it go. Not to get rid of it, not to respond and react to it and try to, you know, judge it away or think it away. That's just reaction. But to just accept it. That's it. Accept it. Because you're not letting thought go, are you? You're letting your opinion of thought go. That's all, because it's your opinion that's fucking you. It's your opinion of what's happened and how you've been treated and how you've been raised and the system you grow up in and the people that you know and the relationships you've had. It's all of your opinion of those things that are twisting you up. The things themselves are just things. Right? Like your relationship with your parents is just a relationship with people who physically brought you into the world, and there are roles and all that other shit, none of which is required, whether they believe in them or not. See, that's the important part. You can talk to somebody and be sensitive to the world that they live in without believing in it. You know, you can have consideration for the things that they need to hear and need to believe and need to hold on to because they're afraid, without committing to those things yourself. But that, again, that goes with being self-honest, is being able to recognize there's nothing wrong with doing that. You know, it's in letting go of that judgment. Of yourself, of everything, of just letting go of your judgment, period. Because the judgment and the fiction of you go hand in hand.
So it's oh my God, I don't know if I realized how like deep some of these fucking thought things I've been in for the last, basically since fucking Virginia Beach retreat. There's been like, and there was builds throughout, and it's like fear manifesting because there's no guarantee of anything. And like, again, I've been able to recognize things more clearly, but I want to get to a point where it's like black and white, where it's like, again, black and white, because I don't even know, you know, anything, like any assumptions that I have right now outside of us like being here. It looks like we got a six eyeball on here, like things going on, but like any thought that I have about, you know, how anything is being taken or perceived, as I'm just, you know, talking to you here, I'm just in a room talking, like all of the stories that may come up, even the stuff that I've been like, oh, like avoiding this, doing that, like, fuck, man, so much of it has been, because it is like, there is a, yeah, sensitivity to things and a self-honesty to take in that you can like recognize things, but then it's like, I'll take it to an extra step where it's like, and that means all of this other stuff. And then it's like a bunch of thoughts there, a bunch of things that mean something about that. And it's almost like, because I've had this sort of thing where, and again, it's not to recognize that I haven't been, you know, sheltered to a degree throughout my life, but I've turned that into this whole thing. It's almost, I feel like chopping my legs off myself as I go, and kind of, again, it's like no guarantees whatsoever, but like almost turned myself into a fucking anxious.
Yeah, you made a new story.
What the fuck, man? Like, Jesus fucking Christ, because it has been all fucking thoughts. Like, it's,
yeah,
all.
I know. You'll do it again.
I'm sure, but
this is it. And I,
is what the fuck?
The brain doesn't know how not to. The brain doesn't know how not to. And we just don't understand. Like, we just don't get it at all, which is why we'll go from feeling really good about our life to fucking feeling terrible about our life within fucking seconds. You know, it's just because all of a sudden our perspective just switches. And then we believe wholeheartedly the shit our brain pops out in that moment, not ever going, hold up. Like, we never give it that moment of skepticism. We never give it that moment of space to become something else, because we don't like how it feels. And that's its draw. That's exactly why thought pulls us in relentlessly, is because of our reaction to it. That's all. Thoughts are just thoughts. Until you have an emotional response to it, then it's a journey.
Oh, so this like, it's never really what you think, because like, holy fuck, man, like I don't know what, like, it's just thinking. It's not like things, it's as much as it is, you know, application, like recognition, because I've had this whole narrative since Virginia Beach. It was like, because I realized I was, you know, building myself up, feeling good about being a social media like fucking person.
Now you're beating yourself down, feeling bad about social media.
Pretty much feeling like an absolute fucking bag of shit. That's
the pendulum swings, motherfucker. The pendulum swings.
Pratt goeth before the fall, as they say. But it was like, it was almost.
But what's the lesson there? What's the lesson between up, being up in pride and the fall? What's the lesson? That neither of them are the case. That it was getting over invested in one that caused you to fall into the other. Right. But now you're over invested in the other. And the whole point is not to invest in either. There's nothing to be proud about, and there's nothing to beat yourself up over. As well as everything to be proud about and everything to beat yourself up over. They're both true and neither. All the options are always going to be there. The reality is you're sitting in a room.
Jesus fucking Christ. Because like that was, yeah, like it was another fucking narrative. I felt like I was having a fucking psychological break, meltdown. Like,
this is it. And this is why this has been important, because I know there's been parts of what you've gone through in your head and gaining sensitivity and also like widening your perspectives about thoughts you've never had before. Like, I know that it feels terrifying. It feels terrifying, man. This is the reason I do this, is because I went through this shit and had no fucking person to talk to. And then when I did, they either just wanted to medicate me or blame my past. Right? And that's the thing. There are people right now going through their mind, not understanding how it twists them, not understanding their response to it in order to get away from how it twists them more. There is an entire conversation happening about this beautiful tool that is our mind and how fucking dangerous it is. That's the reason this conversation is important. This is why I made that video, Discover Transcendence. It's because I'm talking about the fact that your brain does three things that fuck you if you don't know it's happening. That's all, though. You see, that's the point. If you don't know it's happening. If you don't know the brain has to do these things, then you just think that's what life is. Like, we actually do think the world of our opinions and our judgments is the world. Why? Because we believe wholeheartedly that our perception, that the perception the brain spits out, is the truth. That's why. And that's the leap in insight. That's why people, when they start getting into this conversation, are like, oh my God, it feels like I've been in a fog. It's like, hold on to that, because you're about to go back in. But you see, everybody wants to assume it's just, oh, moment of clarity. Now I'm never back in the fog. The fog's always there. The fog is, in fact, you know, part of the experience of being human. And you have a choice. You can run on autopilot, just be distracted, judge yourself, do all that. Your body will do what it needs to stay alive. You might have some kids, so on and so forth. Or you can wake the fuck up. But waking up is not a one-time thing. Waking up is not a one-time thing. And it's not pleasant at all. Okay? But it is free. That is very much the point, is that when you recognize that those fears you're going through about what people think about you, about what somebody might be saying about you, about what your future is, you know, what the chances of you being alone are, your chance of success might be, whatever your fears might be. That fear, depending on how much you believe that it's truth, will create an emotional response. Now, I'm not saying that emotional response will ever go away, but it will diminish if you don't believe in that thought, if you don't believe that fear is truth, which means that now that the emotional response is diminished, you can look at the fear with a certain degree of clarity and have an insight. But until that emotional response is diminished, until those waves settle the fuck down, you're just dealing with the wave. Right? And your response to the wave is what? To cling to more thought, right? Because this is why a drowning person will drag someone down with them. Is that rational? No, but they're terrified. And so that's what we can address. Our response to these fears. Our response to these thoughts. You know, it's kind of like anybody who's listening, who's watched, say, horror movies or thriller movies from a young age, you'll know this, but, you know, or not even if you watch thriller movies. Hell, if you're just a kid in the dark. Remember lying in bed and maybe your closet door was like open like an inch or two? And suddenly you'd hear a noise, or maybe the light was coming through the window in a certain way and the shadows would fuck with you. And all of a sudden you're hiding underneath your blanket, right? Or worse, you're worried something's now underneath your bed. Do you remember this? Do you remember these experiences? Were they real? Yeah, fucking right they were to you. To you. Why? Because you believed them. Because you believed them. That's the only reason why. And the degree of your belief creating an emotional response. We've been learning this the whole time. It's been there the whole time. It's just not something that we look at. You know, and this is true for everything. You know, how many monsters have you created just because you're afraid there might be one? And we do it all the time. And we'll continue to do it. That's the nicest part about that. And it's really important to recognize this, that if you judge yourself for getting lost in this shit, that is just another fear that you've had an emotional response to.
Oh yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it coming as it goes. And I can feel right now, it does kind of have that, like for any StarCraft players out there, by the way, we gotta check that. When I make the move, we'll get a whole fucking setup. Yeah, because fucking StarCraft, like the fog that you can't see, it's kind of like, yeah, I can almost see. And fuck, dude, like it's been almost like a good, healthy, like kind of display. It's absurd, like looking back, because yeah, you have certain thoughts and like get so sure. My narrative basically for the last 4 months was like, because yeah, it's just, I felt like a bag of shit for like putting myself up and like building myself up when like, I'm not even positive that like I was doing it all the time. I still expressed insecurity. Like, dude, what the fuck, man? I'm like, Jesus Christ, what am I doing? Like, I just created this fucking hell because I was like, got this thing. Because, yeah, like, the Virginia Beach retreat was very, very interesting at the end. And again, just like, yeah, just it hit me hard, basically, that I kind of was like feeling good about myself, basically. But it was causing this me to think about myself. Like, there was a wall every time that like cut me off from everything. Cause it wasn't like I was just thinking about myself differently. It's not like I had any idea how I was expressing anything ever, you know, any of the time. And I got a different view on things of me being someone who was like, you know, there was still a lot of concern and fear in there. And now I'm like, Jesus Christ, it was like, I kind of assumed that I was feeling good about myself for that, but it wasn't like I wasn't doing things differently or jumping in, trying new, like growing over the last fucking 3 years. But I almost created this narrative where it like I wasn't, and I just, you know, hid in my room all the time and like had this like super social anxiety like I used to have, and basically like brought it back into my life. Almost like I felt like a part of me maybe initially was like, I should, and I continue to do it because I was like, I deserve it, kind of like I deserve, because I'm like, but it wasn't that. It wasn't like this, oh, putting myself through this. It was just a new story. It was just a new sort of thing where it's like, oh yeah, no, I actually have all this anxiety all the time and blah, blah, blah. And I'm afraid of everyone and I can't interact with like fucking anyone, and I have to like separate myself from.
And if you had gone to a therapist, you would have had a host of labels.
Oh, probably so many, dude. And that's why this has been, you know, good for me, because it's like clearly, and I fucking have it on display on the internet, which is dope. But again, it's like, that's what was going on. It's like, here I am still right now. I'm not thinking about anything. And immediately I have these thoughts like, oh yeah, but you're just on an episode right now. And like, you're not actually around, you know, people, and just like, just wait till you get a guest on the podcast. It's going to throw you around all the time. Like, you're going to lose your footing, blah, blah, blah. Like, I have all those stories that'll come as soon as I'm like, yeah, I'm not really thinking about anything. I'm just like, here just chatting and doing stuff. And it's like, I want to turn that into, like, why do I want to fucking turn this into something?
Because your brain doesn't know. That's the point, is that it's not you, it's your brain. Now, your brain's always going to turn it into something. I could think 1,000 different things right now. Like, right, they're all there all the time. You know, this is that whole thing. Like, this is what that Buddhist guy on TikTok is trying to say when he's like, discipline your mind. Don't get so caught up in thinking. It's like, ah, God, that's a terrible way to fucking say it. Just because people are going to do exactly what you're doing, which is think about not thinking, right? They're going to judge themselves for thinking, and they're going to do all that other fun shit. Like, that's kind of the whole point. But there's a space. There's a space between your thoughts and your actions. There's a silence beneath your thoughts. You can feel that silence. It's here, right now. Before you react, before you reach for something, before you invest in anything, just breathe and you can feel that space. It's right here. That's what you're cultivating, is the awareness of thought. Because we have no awareness of our thought. We have a fuck ton of thought and no awareness that it's not reality. It's just being aware that it's not reality. But that means you have to start cultivating what is a sense of reality, which is that space, which is here and now. And that's the point, is that your brain's never going to stop thinking. As our friend Sunny said, you know, the brain's going to think, the heart's going to beat. That's what they do. The brain's never going to stop thinking, but you can dwell in that space where the thinking is happening. You are informed by it without ever being dictated by it. They're just thoughts. They're just thoughts. And as soon as you get stuck on one, you limit yourself from the others. But it's our emotional response to those thoughts that's the problem. The thoughts themselves are not a problem. This is the whole point. Like, sitting in a state of clarity, there's a fuck ton of thoughts that go through. But the clarity is what determines how you deal with those thoughts. Isn't that funny? It's not like in a state of clarity, you're not thinking. All those thoughts are there. You're just not caught in them. That's the difference. You're not caught in them. You're not caught up in them as truth. And so you can be informed by all of them without the fear, the need, the attachment, that desire for control that they promise. All of these things are what get us ensnared in thinking. The promise of thinking. It's the promise of the devil, man. That's exactly what they're fucking talking about. And when they're talking about the adversary and they're talking about, you know, the prince of lies and all that shit, you know, all the temptations, oh, you'll have a power over all the world. You have all this control. It's just your own self fucking dialogue. It's just your brain. It's just your brain trying to go, I'm real. What I'm saying is the truth. And you have the option to go, that's not possible. Because you said 1,000 different things in the last 5 fucking minutes. Which one of those is true? And your brain's like, all of them. None of them. I don't. Whichever one you want to believe. Just buy my fucking story. And that's really it. It's just a fucking terrible con, man. But again, it doesn't know that. It doesn't know that. It believes what it's spitting out. Because what it's spitting out is binary information. It's all comparison. It's all the brain does is compares. Right? It takes different opposing things, compares them, and tries to figure out context. And so if you're ever going to listen to your thoughts, you are fucked because you're stuck in duality. There's always going to be a me versus a you and us versus them. There's always going to be one side and the other. And you're going to end up playing a fucking ping pong game from hell in between them while you take them seriously.
Dude, I've been judging the fuck out of myself. I've created this whole story that I'm like, and again, it's not to say that I haven't been like, you know, sheltered in some ways, but it's like, I've taken it to this extreme, like seeing videos of myself as just like this piece of shit, spineless baby that's never been through a single thing.
But you're prone to that. You've said it before. You said it before that you take things to extremes. Remember, whatever it is you jump into, you take to an extreme. Welcome to humanity. This is what we do.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, because that's like, oh my God, dude. And this has been like, it's admittedly, it's been healthy. Like, it's been like so much more like, because again, it's like, why was I feeling like, why did I use social media to feel better about myself from time to time? And again, I turned that into this whole thing where it was like, just because I realized that I had this tendency when I did, like, I was thinking good stuff about myself for the most part, despite it not being reality, no differently than thinking like, fucking, you're the biggest piece of shit in the whole world and blah, blah, blah. And I straight up believed that everyone saw it, but me, this whole time. The whole time I've been on social media, it was this whole where it was like this big grown-up baby spewing stuff, and everyone's like, everyone sees it. Like this whole sort of, which is so fucking grossly egotistical. It's like, bro, you think that?
See, there's that judgment again.
Ah, nah.
So many of us go through this shit, man. And this is why you said the other day, like, judgment of yourself is judgment, period. You know, like, that feeling, like, everybody's judging you, looking at you. I mean, that's, you know, like, you've heard me at karaoke sing Unwell, right? That's what he's talking about. You know, I know all these people. You know, like, I'm dodging glances on the train. I know they've all been talking about me, and I can hear them whisper. You know, and it's, none of it's true. You know, that's the point. And I spent years in that, man. I could not hear somebody say, it's been fun hanging out with you, Ray, without hearing them make fun of me. I could not hear anything that was being said because I was speaking over it. You know, my commitment to my thoughts was speaking over it. You know, and we know that because that's exactly why we have problems listening to people in conversations. Our thoughts start talking over top. Well, people try to stop their thoughts. That doesn't work. Why? Because you're taking them seriously, because you're making them powerful, right? But if you just understand your thoughts aren't reality, that they're in fact not even secondary or tertiary, but way farther back in terms of the priority list compared to what's happening right now, well, all of a sudden listening to somebody who's talking is the easiest thing in the world. Isn't that funny? It really just comes down to not believing them. Not believing them as truth. That doesn't mean not believing them as information, but as truth. You know, if I came up to you and I gave you two points of view of yourself, doesn't matter what they are, but I went, this is true and this is true from people's perspectives, and they're both contradictory. Which one's true? Well, they both are from someone's perspective. You know, but as we've talked about previously, every perception is valid from the point of view of the perceiver. So when you look at yourself as being a piece of shit, when you have that judgment that you're a piece of shit, the perception seems valid. It seems valid and your brain will back it up. Okay, but the same is true as if you boost yourself up. It seems valid. Why? Because they're all fucking valid. They're all options. All of these perceptions are valid when you're in them, which means that none of them are truth. None of them. None of them. And there's a space between them. There's a space here where you are in reality, which is not a perception outside of the experience of it. You are reality. Dwell there. It has nothing to do with your opinion, your judgment, your thoughts, your needs. None of it. It's just what it is, which is why it's so fucking unsatisfying. That's why it's unsatisfying. This is exactly the point, you know, is it? And this is why I always caution people about, you know, investing in the ups, you know, trying to feel good, trying to feel conscious, trying to feel, you know, like we're making big fucking ripples in the world. It's not that we're not, but if you're trying to feel that way, there's a reason. It's because you're believing in the thoughts. You're believing in the emotional payoff the thoughts give you. So you're still investing in thought. You're still looking for that roller coaster ride. And we don't need any more of that shit. There's lots. You know, there's lots. What we do need is a little bit more of you. Here. Now. This is where we can do something. This is where we're doing something. But how often do you actually spend that time cultivating that space here and now? And it doesn't take anything other than the willingness to just stop judging yourself. That's all it is. Just let go of the idea that you can know, because the only judgment comes from thought. It's just you believing in the con man again.
Oh, goodness. And it can feel like it can, again, that's it. It's like, if it's not the case, then like you're there, but Yeah, it's such a, oh goodness gracious, like all these things. And I again feel the back and forth between, and because it can come up even when I'm talking too, like, oh, you missed a bit there, should have caught that. That was the thing you got to follow and look at and blah, 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 blah. And it's like all this stuff as I'm talking, but otherwise I can just talk. And like, there's things that are there when, because if I get, you know, feel stuck or pause or like don't know what to do or say, like there are thoughts there that are almost like being focused on or have been focused on and like taken as truth. Like this whole sort of narrative that I've built, again, it's like not that it hasn't been very, it's been incredibly informative for sure, but again, it's like, oh my God, like aside from that, because it is unsatisfying, because there's no point, there's no thing where it's like, this is the thing that's gonna do it and happen. Like when I, for example, went to like to stay with you on Nanaimo, like that, like, of course, with everything we're doing, like it, and I'm going to be there again. The move there is like great and like makes sense. And I'm fucking pumped for it and everything. But yeah, I was thinking of it as like sort of alt. And like when I was going there the other time, it was like this thought, again, a thought that like this is the thing that's gonna help me like overcome or like satisfy this thought thing of like this is the thing that's gonna do it, instead of just like option that makes sense to be there and like informative. But like I was still thinking and still very much going through it when I was there, like the whole time, and have been again, like kind of the new story been since fucking early February.
I do it like a dozen times a day. Oh. Easily. You have no idea, man. Like that's the whole point. It's just, again, it's what your brain does. Your brain's always trying to figure out where the fuck you are. That's what it's trying to figure out. That's its job. That's literally what it was designed, but what it's grown to do is to keep you alive, which is to recognize the playing field, to recognize what's dangerous and what's helpful, right? That's your brain's job, is to compare things. You know, to expect it not to do that is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But if it's comparing things, then it immediately has an idea of you that it has to fit into its idea of everything else. So that's never going to stop. You know, and I mean this, like I can go for a walk and have a whole story about my life, where it's going, the mistakes I've made, the fucking blah, 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 have the whole emotional thing. And then by the time the walk is done, that's all gone. Yeah. Am I fighting the story? No. Am I aware it's not the truth? Yes. Which is why I continue walking, right? Because I can't fight it, but I can let it run its course. And that's all that's happening, is I'm letting it run its course. What is it? What do I mean by run its course? I'm dealing with the fact that I'm still emotionally responding to it. That's what it is. That's why I like walking as I'm going through my shit. Because then it's just the act of walking and the shit. Right? I can focus on walking. And as the shit's going through, just go, right, but walking. Aha. And that's the reprioritization. Because if you're not paying attention to what you're doing when you're walking, you end up stumbling and falling. And there's a lot of fucking symbolism here, is what I'm saying. And, but the point is to prioritize here. And that's what letting go of the story is. It's not letting it go like it's going to fucking vanish from possibility of coming back. It's letting go of your emotional response to it. You know, of your commitment to it, your reaction to it, which is just a matter of time. Like, you got to look at it and go, yeah, but no. Yeah, but no. And ugh, yeah, but I don't know that. That's it. Like you're just going through it. That's why I was saying, like, anytime you sit and process long enough, you end up back here. It's really all it is, but we resist processing. It's like you were saying earlier, you know, we think in order to stop change, you know, and so we deliberately think about things to stop the process that would be happening otherwise. Where does that process bring us? Back here, which is what we're scared of. Isn't that funny? It's the reason we keep going back into thoughts. We're looking for some fucking bone. We're looking for heaven. We're looking for some gratification. We just keep ending up back fucking here. And we're like, fuck, this isn't what I want. And that's the problem.
Yeah, because it's still, because like with wants and desires and, you know, control and all that all comes from thoughts as well. Because the alternative is being here in the flow, you know, whatever, just being here and paying attention and like not having opinions of here, whatever that is and whatever's informing you and whatever's going on. And so, yeah, because if you, oh my God. Yeah, it's like if you don't do that and like things are informing you, then you can like take things to extremes, but again, it's just to try and figure everything out right now instead of just letting, like, recognizing things and letting things play out. And there's almost this sense of like now, like I thought I had. Yeah, there's a part that's like, I thought I had things figured out and like, wow, I told myself this other, whole other story for a while just because, yeah, because I didn't, yeah, I wanted to avoid being here. You know, I wanted to think, I wanted to assume that I had control of things.
And there's only one place that you can pretend you have control, in the fiction in your head, because reality is obviously telling you you don't. And so that's why we go there. We go to our land of make-believe. And we don't even recognize that that's what we're doing. You know, but the alternative is to be here. And immediately, and I know, because the argument, and this is often what we get, is, well, if I'm not trying to improve myself, how am I supposed to get out of my situation from doing something here? Isn't that funny? Like, it always just comes down to that. Like, you can think all fucking day about how you should have a better life for yourself, but it's not until you actually do something to rock the fucking boat that things change. And you can only do that here. So are you thinking to get out of doing that? And that's often the case. That's why we think, is to slam the brakes on change. Right? Because, again, we don't know who we'd be if it wasn't for all our problems. It's the devil we know, man. It really is. Like, if I know my problems, then I know what I can think about and focus on controlling, and I know what my opinions are, and that also defines me. Now I know my personality, and all of it's very, very self-defining. You know, this is kind of the argument I was having with somebody the other day about, you know, well, we all have individual souls. I know, because, you know, we think different things, and it's like, that doesn't in any way imply separation, like, whatsoever, you know, because we're all doing different things. You know, like there's limitless fucking thoughts in there, limitless thoughts. You know, it doesn't mean that we're different people just because we're doing different things. If you were in my position, you'd be doing what I'm doing. You know, it really helps to recognize that as a whole. But we have about 25 minutes left of this episode. So I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody who could join us today. Hello. Thank you for being here in the live stream. I wanted to mention, we have like 4 tickets left for our Colorado mini retreat, which is coming up. There's a couple of king rooms and a couple of double beds that are in a shared bunk room. This is a 420 friendly retreat. If you like smoking cannabis and you want to come out and get really fucking high, this is going to be the best place to do that. We're going to be hanging out, watching a few movies, playing some foosball, playing some video games. It's very, very relaxed. This is not going to be one of those retreats. Again, I'm hoping. where the goal is to do that philosophical, we're going to save the world and end our shit stuff. It really is to do what we're talking about right here. To be in the fucking room. You know, if you want to come and hang out and get high and be in the room with me, and everything that that means, do that. We'd love to see you, because that's what these retreats are. A chance to chill out, get high, and come and be in a room with yourself. That's it. You can bring your story to the retreat if you'd like to, and you can try and feel better about your story while you're there, but you're really not getting everything that you could out of the retreat if you're doing so. Because all you're really doing is staying in the story. You're not actually at the retreat. Helps to remember that. You know, if you really want to be at the retreat, that means you got to question all the shit your brain creates about the retreat and be willing to just be in the room.
Yeah, and that's the case for everything. Everything. Because as soon as there's, it's like as soon as there's a trickle, a dribble of a certain thing about something, an opinion, a thought about any situation, it's like your brain will turn that into all different sorts of things. And then it creates it for you, because not like for you, but like it kind of does the thing you're afraid of. From it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, oh my goodness gracious. But it's like you're getting dragged through it instead, because it's like one or the other sort of thing. It's like being here involved, not having opinions or preferences or wants, or it's like you can have them and then immediate division, immediate, like, yeah, as soon as there's any opinion of like anything that's happening or anything else that could be happening, like all that stuff, thinking that you have, like, that there's any truth in that opinion will just send you into some crazy, crazy, gnarly story. And like, it can happen so quick and become almost like layered too. Become layered. Like, it can be like an underlying thing, like, you know, realizing how much I was thinking about myself during that period. And like, I don't know, just like with, in some sense, because it wasn't even like this constant thing with the social media stuff, but then it was like a thought about it that then got drilled, and it was like, oh yeah, this whole black and white sort of scenario. And then in response, it was like, oh, well, if I'm not that, then I must be something else. And everything to back it up. Like, it was, I had to pull back to, you know, when I was younger, like, I never shifted or changed at all to validate it. Like, I had to discount the last, I don't know, 10 years of my life, kind of. And I was just feeling like I was back to being, yeah, nothing. Kid. But again, it's like, and what am, yeah, and then you can do that again. But yeah, it is, we think to hit the brakes on the changes and shifts. It's like a, feels like an easy way out, but it's not, because the consequences right there all the time as you go, your experience. Yeah.
And always tempting. But in the same way that you can be tempted to believe your shit about yourself, you can be tempted to believe other people's shit about you, which is really just your shit about yourself, right? Because that's the thing. You can be like, oh, these people are thinking about me this way, right? It's kind of the point. People can be upset with you, and you can take that shit to heart. So that's the funny thing. That's why I don't worry about how people see me. I worry about what I do, right? That's the thing. Like, if I'm aware of what I'm doing and I do it, and then later on somebody's like, well, obviously you did that for this reason, that's on them. Like, that's all their assumption. That really is. Like, that's all their own shit at the end of the day. This is why when people are mad at me, it's like, all right, you're either going to hold on to that by not talking to me, or you're going to talk to me. But that's the only two options you got, right? Because as soon as you talk to me, you become aware of the fact that you're really just mad at something in your head. That's it. You're mad at something in your head. You're not mad at me. You're mad at your assumptions about me. You're mad at the story that you've created about me and my intentions and what I'm doing and all of that stuff. It's all it is. And all of that is based on your own need and expectation and desire and fear and all of that. Whatever you made me out to be is suddenly disappointing you. Like, there's all of this stuff. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. Again, that doesn't mean I can't be informed by it. If somebody were to say, well, you know, when you did this and this, it really made me feel like this. I'll take that in. Doesn't mean I'm going to beat myself up for it, but I'll take it in, right? I will take it in. I'll be informed by it. Then my brain's like, well, you're a piece of shit, and I don't believe that, right? But then my brain's like, oh, you're a fucking genius for taking this in, and I don't believe that either. I just take it in. It's not about the story. It's not about the narrative. It's not about what it means about the fiction of me. It's really not. It's just about being here in a room, being informed by all of that shit. And you can only do that if you're not terrified of it. If you're not believing in it, if you're not responding to it like it's the truth. Are you reacting to a fictitious me, or are you in a room? Right? And that's the point. And this is why, again, like a lot of times, and I've seen this more often than I can count, people will maintain that distance, because they know as soon as we talk, it all falls apart, right? And that's kind of the point. And it's odd, because more often than not, people build that resistance because I'm not talking to them as often. So all of a sudden, and I shit you not, this has been expressed to me more often than I can count, it felt like you abandoned me. That's exactly what they tell me. It feels like you abandoned me. It's like, are you aware I have a life? Are you aware that I go through stuff too? Are you? And almost every time they're like, well, I never really thought about that. Right. Because you're thinking about yourself. That's the whole point. Right. Because you're really caught up in something that you're now reacting to. And everybody else is just either a bit player or collateral damage to the drama about you. And that's the point. Right. And this is why, again, I don't take it personally, but I can do that because I don't take my own shit personally. You know, when I judge myself, I remember I'm not learning anything from that. But if I take in a bit of information where I'm like, oh, wow, that was super insensitive. That is all I need. That's all I need. You can take in a little bit of information that you are destructive or insensitive or ignorant and go, oh, fuck, chalk that one up to the fucking lesson board. And then move on. And then move on. You don't have to go, and therefore it means this about my character on his journey to fucking Valhalla. It doesn't mean shit about you at all. At all. But you want it to. But you want it to. And why do you want it to? So you can go back to that land of make-believe, where you feel powerful and in control, yet powerless at the same time and kind of a victim. But you want to go back to that land of make-believe, because the alternative is just being here, not knowing what's going to happen next and doing what you can with it. Do you have that faith in yourself? Or do you want to go back to the land of make-believe?
And it really is. And it's like, it's faith in yourself when you, only if you're thinking about yourself too, like, oh, I'm having faith in myself right now because I'm not thinking. And then I'm like, wait, but what if I stop having faith in myself? Will I stop being able to or talk or do anything? It's like, no, there's always something there. And it's like, if you're not taking yourself, like when I don't take myself as seriously, like there isn't, like there's a lightness to like even yourself doing anything. Like as soon as there's the judgment or the criticism, or like, oh my God, what are you doing? What's going on? Like, yeah, but I don't know. Like, I see people do that all the time, and like, you know, there's not even a second thought about it. But as soon as it's like, so can I have that for me too? Can I let myself go? Like if I don't judge other people for doing it, and it's like, Yeah, because it's the same shit. Because it's almost like, ah, man, I feel, because there's a side that, like there's a, and maybe that's where sympathy is, where it's like you have your own things you judge yourself for. So like you see someone else doing it and there's like almost a, it's like there can be empathy there without judgment, but there can almost be like this, oh, I, you know, I don't know, like sympathize with that, but I also think there's something wrong with that because I assume it about myself, but you know, there isn't. And if you, you can, yeah, you can let that, you can let yourself kind of hang dry and hang loose. And again, it's like, I want to say it's easier said than done, but that's just because I want to think about it too. Like I want to think that there's, and then it's like, well, there's a right way to express yourself. It's like, no, if it's all on the table, like that's what we were talking about yesterday. It was like it all being on those, yeah, the Twitch into the Patreon calls was interesting. That was fun. Because yeah, it's like it's all, if it's all on the table, then, and again, it's not this fucking story you're telling yourself. Like it's not anything that you assume it to be ever. But like, if you don't, again, it's like the alternative to paying attention and taking in everything that's here. And like all the, because the information was still processing for me over the course of, you know, a couple months. It was just, yeah, resisting, you know, resisting change was, but I was still seeing perspectives, but it was, yeah, it was like unnecessarily overlaid with a lot of other stuff because, again, my, you know, avoidance tendency. And again, that's like, that's a part of me. It's like, that's not a thing that I do. It's a thing that I've done, thing that some people do. Everyone has a ability, but it's like, if it's this thing that like, I have an avoidance tendency, then it's like, you're going to keep doing it as opposed to, no, I don't. I just, when I'm thinking about myself and being selfish, then I can get caught in doing that. And it's like, don't judge it. Cause that's just something to do to like allow yourself to not face it or deal with it. It's like the alternative is facing all of that stuff. And I think, yeah, as you're more and more honest with yourself or just paying attention and like being honest with yourself, but it's not like more honest. It's just being honest with yourself and being honest, just like being honest eventually gets you. Yeah. Fuck. It's like that eventually kind of gets you here. And then it makes me wonder, like, is no one, well, if someone's not being themselves or putting on some sort of like trying to be something, trying to fit in, it's like, everyone's kind of lying. Like everyone's lying in some way. And so of course there's going to be lies told. Cause like a lot of our common dialogue can be like just straight up lies. Like, you know, like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing well. Instead of like, I have no idea. Like I'm actually having an awful day. It's like all these things could be said, but like sometimes you just choose the most, whatever one you want to, but yeah, it's like we don't say things we want. Like, yeah, just it's just honesty, like, which is like, well, shit, that's when you put it like that, then it's like you could judge yourself for not doing that, or you could just start being honest. Yeah, it's just avoidance.
Well, that's it. I mean, who are you being honest with, though? Just yourself. And what are you being honest about? Not the shit you've done wrong, just how much you fear uncertainty. That's really it. You know, it's not necessarily like, you know, oh, God, you know, I've got this tendency of running away. No, you're afraid. That's okay. Like, that's okay. You know, to just take it in. You're afraid. And go, okay, I'm afraid. And now you can deal with it. You know, now you're looking at it for what it is rather than trying to create some fictitious journey. You know, you can be afraid here and now and recognize that you run into your thoughts because you're afraid of here and now. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I just need to ask, do you guys have a say about abandonment traumas? We actually did have a community topic episode about long-term suffering, I think, or something along those lines. I can't remember which episode that was. Abandonment traumas? Yeah. Stop thinking they mean anything about you. And I say this as somebody who was abandoned, like, in the first year of my life. You know, I don't have a home, a family, an origin point or any of that. I've never had, you know, a lot of the things that people take for granted, and everybody who's ever, you know, taken care of me has eventually left me. So I was full of abandonment traumas right up to the point where I tried to commit suicide. It doesn't mean anything about you. It's not personal. And I know that sucks and it feels like it is, but you just want it to be, because then it does feel like it's about you and you can get something out of that. Fact is that, you know, the people who abandoned you because they were dealing with shit, because they didn't feel like they were enough, because they were looking at what all of their choices meant about them, and the pressure just fucking broke them. You know, and the older you get, the more you start to recognize exactly how much pressure people really go through. So I would say that just remember, it's not personal. It's not about you. Never was. It feels like it because, of course, you're impacted by it, but it wasn't about you. It's about them going through their own shit, and you were just kind of, again, collateral damage because they couldn't see you, you know. And I recognize it. I resonate with it. Just remember, it's not a black and white thing. You're not going to go like, yeah, I'm good with my abandonment now. It's just years of picking it apart. But the picking it apart is really recognizing where you think and want it to be about you. You know, that's the emotional response. You know, and that then when you look back at your past, you're like, but it shouldn't be. No, it was. And all of that's opinion. You know, all of that is just, again, the story, making it about you and what you would like, and then coming up with some fiction about how your life would be better if it hadn't happened. Your life wouldn't be better. Your life would just be filled with some other shit. Like, that is the important thing. You know, whether you come from one background or another, we are all dealt a hand of shit. And we all have the same temptation to make it personal. We all have the same temptation to make it like it's not fair and resent it and to make it about us not having enough value or us not being good enough. But it's not that. It has nothing to do with that. It never had anything to do with that. And that's the fucking journey. That's the journey, right? The reason abandonment feels so fucking terrible is because you have to be responsible for yourself. Now, whether that's being thrust upon you through abandonment or thrust upon you through growing up, it's going to be thrust upon you one way or another. You know, I had it thrown on me early. Sounds like you might have had the same. That might suck right now, but there are lessons from it that later on, you'll be grateful you went through.
Yeah, I don't have that same experience with the one side, but, you know, the other side you brought up there from, because there is, you know, there are the perspectives that I've, you know, been able to look at of things and just growing up. Like, a big part of, for me, the last few months has been, like, growing up, and it's like, fuck, man, like, not wanting to grow up, sort of, but also kind of doing it, but also, yeah, just like, yeah, you start to realize that there's certain tendencies with things and roles and expectations that come with things. So it's like, regardless of, you know, what you've been through or where you come from, like, there's the opportunity to, yeah, have a lot of different narratives about yourself and your journey and what's going on. I was having a conversation with someone recently, a cousin, actually, who's like, we're close and have always been, you know, kind of similar, but from slightly different backgrounds. And like, my dad and his mom are siblings. So It's like we have same grandparents, but you know, he grew up kind of doing more of his own thing and like not maybe as comfortable as I did. And we were just talking about that and that perspective, like, you know, I had stuff that he kind of longed for growing up, like maybe a family vacation here or there. And then, you know, the alternative, whereas now he doesn't have like any expectations whatsoever in his life. And it's always been like him looking out for him, you know, and doing his thing and getting his learning his stuff and like doing things very much for himself for a long time, and has never really looked to anyone to like right thing to do, right way to act, right way to live. But he has like no one necessarily expecting himself, or like, you know, family relationship is just different. But it was, yeah, it was interesting just because we're similar age, and so kind of seeing like, you know, two trajectories right there, but still the same opportunity to, you know, do all of those things, like feel certain ways about yourself, build stories, narratives, and just pile on different things. And I think, you know, you start telling yourself some stories and it's like things kind of build on that. And then it's like, I don't know, it feels like layers, but really it's like, that's all fucking narrative too. It's like, it's what it is. And right now you can think that there's all this stuff and all these layers and all these things and all this, you know, all just, you could think forever about stuff. You can straight up just think forever. Like it's always going to be there and an option and something that, like something to look at, something to pay attention to, like something to focus on instead of just being here. And that's the alternative. And then it's like, even when you're like almost using thoughts, it doesn't feel like there isn't so much weight to it. Cause I know like it's still coming from somewhere. Like what I'm saying is still coming from me, but like not thinking about it so much feels weird. And if I start thinking about it, you know, but it's still, it's like, you can speak without thinking. Like that's almost something that part of me is like, I don't know, did I realize that even like the ability to speak is like in its own sort of thing, and it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to think about it, but then there's no sense of control. And then it's like, you know, you gotta like, oh gosh, if you're trying to fucking spin a story, have control, like lie, there's like ways to, and it sounds so like, it sounds wild to say out loud, because it's such a thing where it's like, don't tell a lie. It's like, we tell, there's like a lot of lying, like there has to be, if you're thinking that you're yourself, like that you're separate from stuff. Like we're kind of, it's kind of, there's this like underlying lie almost that you try and protect without even realizing it. But again, it's just, it's not like this deep fucking thing. It's just like being honest or not. And that's what being authentic is just being honest all the time. And that goes for everything, not trying to put on a fucking show.
But that includes being honest about whether or not you're judging yourself for lying. Because otherwise, it's just not a lie. You're just telling yourself another story. And that's the funny part. Right, like as soon as we use the word lie, we're like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. No, you're just, it's like a way of wading into reality, right? You've never spent any time here, and so every time it gets a bit intense, you go back into the world of make believe to give yourself a breather. But it's easy to get lost in there and just stay there. But if you know that, then it's really about building your tolerance to uncertainty, your tolerance to here and now. So that means when you go back into the lie or back into the story, don't beat yourself up if you want to come out, because beating yourself up is just another way of staying in there. And that's okay too. And that is it for today's episode. This has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed this. We have a tier one call after this in about 15 minutes. If you'd like to join us on Patreon, please do. Fuck, I love Patreon. Our groups are fucking amazing. It's only $5 a month to be a tier one member, but we also have a 7-day free trial. Always worth a try. We would love to see you on there. And if not, then we will be back tomorrow for our call-in show at 6 p.m. Eastern time, which means you can join us for up to 10 minutes on the episode. Join us then. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye, guys.